lots of toilet paper and girly magazines. We hit the ruts in four-wheel drive, then we crack a beer. By the time we get to camp, we're into crawler gear. Sit around the campfire, grunt and sniff each other. Bankers, lawyers, garbage men out here are hugging brothers. Hunting is a manly thing, girls don't understand. We're the men, the hunters, the masters of the land. Boast, we lie a lot and drink a lot of beer. We dump, we steam, we bond, we drink, and always get our beer. Wide awake and ready, right at the crack of dawn. Go and stalk that savage beast, just like Daniel Boone. Think you hear a fox horn, or maybe it's a bear. It's just another hunter, passing stinky hair. Sitting in that deer blind, you know what freedom is. You don't have to go and hide just to take a whiz. Stand out in the open, draw pictures in the snow. Wear that same old underwear for 2 weeks in a row.
Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I. Here we are in deer hunting season. Lots of things going on out there. Having a great show here with Matty G and the Vogler Vogler. Decided to go back down to Zimmerman's Meat Market down there in Summersville, Missouri, and get a hold of John Cartwright again and talk some more, get some information. A lot of you deer hunters going down in the Ozark area, Shannon County, Texas County, Howe County, anywhere down in southern Missouri, you need to take a look at these guys out here out of Summersville. Zimmerman's Meats. They do a great job. They've been taking care of our deer for quite a few years now. And we got John Cartwright on the phone with us. We're going to ask John a few questions. When you guys go out and shoot this deer and get ready to take it in to be processed, John, I want you to give us some information. Tell us how hunters should really take care of this thing in the field so it's better quality meat and it's better and easier for you guys to work with and process when they bring it in. Can you help them out with any
absolutely,
information?
Absolutely, Ray. Thanks for having me on again on the show. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, absolutely. As far as the deer goes, there are some steps that deer hunters can take to preserve the meat better and then make it a much better meat for them. Number one is make sure the gut that the deer is field dressed as soon as possible. It's always best to go ahead and get that done and get the dressing out of there. That way it doesn't spoil. And of course, if it's warm outside, you definitely want to get the deer either on ice or to the meat locker as soon as possible to get it cooled off and ready to be processed. Certainly, it's important to keep it clean. You know, we see a lot of deer come through here, and oftentimes they've got acorns and leaves and dirt and stuff on them, and it takes a lot of time to clean all that stuff off. So it's certainly better if you can bag it up or do something to just keep the dirt and leaves and everything off of it.
Yeah, I know one of the things we like to do, if we're going to drag a deer, if we can't drive to it and load it, we'll field dress it, we'll gut it, but we won't cut a huge hole because we don't want to have stuff, debris and stuff get in there. Be real
That's
careful with
idea.
It. And I know you guys have probably seen it all. You've probably got deer in with the guts in them, and you've probably even had a guy unload a live deer before, I would imagine.
Well, you know, it's been close. It's been very close. I can't say that one has ever been live when they get here, but sometimes I wonder how long they've been dead, no doubt.
Yeah. So if they take care of it, they get the guts out of it because you don't want it to spoil, and field dressing is important, and a lot of people don't realize how important that is. And I had a couple guys call the station and send some emails when I was talking about getting you back on. They asked me, is it important to cut the throat?
No, it's not terribly important. We certainly do that here after we get them here. But, you know, if the throat is still in there, it's okay. You know, it's obviously if you're getting them field dressed, they're going to be bled out and the guts are going to be out of them. And that's the most important part.
Right.
As far as cutting the throat, you know, we always cut that out before we do any processing, and it doesn't. But it doesn't affect the meat too much if you leave it in.
Okay. Well, that's something that the old-time deer hunters always talked about. You get to your buck.
Right.
So they had those questions, you know. But absolutely, the field dressing is something we always press, and keeping it clean and get it cooled right away, especially some of the warm deer seasons we've had. Okay, what do you guys offer for the hunters that's going to bring their deer in? What kind of processing? Give us a cost and some of the different ideas of what you can do.
Absolutely.
With some.
Absolutely. We have a large variety of things that we do to the deer. Our base processing fee is $75. So if you come in here with a deer that's just been gutted, they're just that, you know, it needs to be skinned and cut up, we will do that for $75. And that includes all your steaks, your sliced tenderloin, all of your ground meat. Now, if you want to do any other summer sausages or jerky or snack sticks, we sell a lot of that stuff, breakfast sausage, and different items such as that. Or if you want to have pork or beef tallow or even beef meat added to the deer, then that's an additional charge. But yes, we do bratwurst, we do cured brats, fresh brats. Like I said, snack sticks with cheese, snack sticks with jalapeno cheese, and summer sausage. We do the same with that.
You guys have great summer sausage.
I'm a veteran of your summer sausage. Love it. Like it. We've really been busy here the last few weeks. Of course, there was youth season last weekend, and it was very busy. And of course, we've had a lot of bow hunters come in with deer, and so we've done several loads of summer sausage and snack sticks and jerky already this year.
Yeah, you got a lot of deer processing coming up, gun seasons, muzzleloader seasons, doe seasons. We've just had our youth seasons, lots of things going on. And last time I had you on the show, John, I mentioned, and I want to say it again, is that I want to tell everybody that, you know, we use Zimmerman Meats, and the coolest thing is how clean the finished product is. You guys do a great job, and the burger looks great. Everything's just great stuff. It's so clean. And I've had people, and I said it last time I had you on, I'll cut open a burger pack to make some chili or a meatloaf like the other day, and I go, wow, you know, is that deer? Because of the color, the bright, you know, the red and how clean it is. And I have a lot of guys say that their burger don't look like that. And man, I just got to tell my listeners.
Well, I appreciate that.
You guys do a really
good
job.
We do pride ourselves in being very clean here. We try to keep a very clean shop. We try to care for the meat. You know, that's the main thing. Of course, during deer season, you know, with the animals being killed outside of our facility and brought in here, you know, we want to do the best job we can to trim the hair, trim the dirt, trim the leaves, get everything off of that animal. That way, whenever we do get it processed and back to our customers, they are satisfied with it. And that is a top priority for us, and we certainly try to do our best job with that.
All right. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with John Cartwright with Zimmerman Meats and their state-inspected meat processing facility. They've got two locations, actually. Last time I talked to you, was getting ready to open one. Now you've got it open. But John's
Salem,
in Summersville, Missouri. Where's your other location?
Just
is that
west
in Salem?
The 3272 intersection there on the south side of 32, Highway 32, in between. It's about just outside of the city limits of Salem. And we are open there now. We offer retail meat, different, you know, cuts of meat, beef, pork, chicken, catfish, and we also do the deer processing.
Lambs, goats.
That's right.
Lambs, goats, and all everything you bring it in, you can take care of it, right? Zimmerman Quality Meats since 2003. We've been using you guys a long time.
Sure.
Great job. Give us a website and information so people can contact you.
.com, and you can look us up on Facebook. I try to put a lot of information out there on Facebook.
That's easy.
So you can find us there. We're just called Zimmerman Meats on Facebook. And our phone number is 417-932-5557. That's the Summersville location. Salem is 573-729 meat, MEAT. It is.
Well, that's easy to remember. 729 meat. That's a good idea. Well, I want to tell all of our listeners, all our deer hunters, a lot of deer hunters go down to the Ozarks for deer season, gun deer season. And if you're down there now or heading down there, you need to check these guys out over at Summersville. Go by and see John. Tell him the radio show sent you over. Ray I says hey to him. And Zimmerman Meats, great place. Guys, you do a great job, and really get you back on the show and talk more about what you guys have to offer. So I appreciate that, John. All right, brother. Be seeing you this real soon, okay?
Okay.
And I'll probably, hopefully,
if you're right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, John. Thank you. Have a great weekend, my friend.
All right. Very good.
Thanks, John. Kind of a weird deal there where we're kind of talking over each other, even though we weren't talking at the same time. Only in Radio Land. That was John Cartwright, Zimmerman Meats, down in Summersville, Missouri. Great people. They produce a great product. And as I said in the interview, they have taken care of our deer for years down there. Always willing to go that extra mile to help you out. We've taken our deer over there after they were closed, late at night, put it by the door, and they take care of it for us. Great people. But with that, we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
All private folks on Mahogany Ridge, right next to the jukebox, the peanuts and the fridge. We all spot bucks and gather around, snorting shots and beers. Watching all my hunting brothers chase to the